How's it going, everybody? Brian Elvers and Dave Meltzer here. Wrestling Observer Radio, August 22, 2017. Figure4Online.com/WrestlingObserver.com. Breaking news audio here today. Been a while, but John Jones returned, so I guess we shouldn't be surprised. John Jones tested positive for, how do you pronounce it? Turinabol? I've never even heard of it. Turinabol? Turinabol? Turinabol?
You can pronounce it. I'm actually not sure. It's an East German drug, but I mean, it's been around for it's actually a drug that was really big in the 60s, and it was when East Germany was in the 70s, like dominating a lot of Olympic sports. It was a drug that was really good at beating tests, and they were systematically giving it to their Olympic athletes who kicked ass in that period. So
why was it harder to detect?
I'm not really sure as far as why. It's not anymore, but you know, it was back then, and that's when you know that was then the drug game's always been that you create new drugs that they don't have tests for, and this is a drug that's not even made, as far as I know, anymore by any reputable labs. I mean, it's kind of an underground drug, so it's not like, you know, you're getting this in a prescription. I mean, could he get it in a tainted supplement? I mean, anything's possible, but you know, anything's possible, but it's weird.
So, well, very quickly, he tested positive July 28th after he weighed and he was tested, and UFC has confirmed this news, an anabolic steroid, and there is one report saying that he has been stripped of the title. There's another report saying he has not been stripped yet. I mean, do we know for sure what's going on with the title right now?
Hold on. So he was tested. It said it was an in competition test. So that would be July 29th, right? The day of the fight. So
the story is it was right after he did the weigh-ins, they tested him. So okay. that's the story. July 28th.
Okay, July 28th. Okay. Well, look, they have to if he tested positive for a steroid. No matter what his any decisions are made right now, there's not even a question that he's going to have to be stripped of the championship. He's going to have to be stripped of the win. I mean, it may take time to do it. They may not be able to announce it right away because they have to go through due process. But you know, that's a no-brainer. You know that you know, you can't win a championship while you're on steroids. So I mean, I guess there's a provisional suspension, and they may hold off making the announcement, but he's going to have to clear himself. But even if you find that, like, he was at no fault and it was in a supplement and everything like that, you still have to strip him of the win and strip him of the championship. Unless there's no steroids in his system. And at this point, I don't see that's, you know, he had it in the system. You can't take the championship from Cormier or from anyone when the other guy had steroids in their system.
So would Cormier still be the champion?
I would think that Cormier... Again, they could hold the championship up and then put it in... You know, Cormier would be in the match, I'm sure, you know, against probably Gustafson. But could be, you know... I guess probably Gustafson would be the most likely guy. It might be Ozdemir at this point as well, Volkan Ozdemir. But the thing is that rightfully... I would say that Cormier should be the champion, because you should not be able to lose the championship. Even if you lost the fight, you should not lose the championship when the other guy used steroids. And I think that's like a no-brainer. I don't know how that will be ruled. In the past, when Randy Couture lost to Josh Barnett, and Josh Barnett tested positive, of course, that was in a very different era. They vacated the championship, but Couture also said he didn't want it back because he felt he lost the fight. He was put in the fight with... I believe that was Rico Rodriguez. This is like 15 years ago, but you know, to determine the championship. But to me, I think Cormier should be given the championship back. I don't even think that should be a debatable point. But they may, you know, because again, if it's a no contest, I mean, he lost. You know, it's like if you're in a fight and you lose due to an illegal blow, you don't lose your championship that way. So, but this is all going to play out. I'm just saying what it should be. That doesn't mean that's how it'll be, but I'm certain that Cormier will be put in the fight. And this is a real weird mind thing for Cormier, because, you know, Cormier was just devastated by this loss, obviously, and he was hurt in the fight. He had a concussion. You know, he blanked. You know, he's part of his, you know, his memory loss and things like that. But in the end, you know, he wasn't beaten by in a fair fight by John Jones after all this. You know, so I don't know what that does mentally as far as everything goes. And for John, I mean, it's like, you know, when he won that night, he won. It was like when he gave all those speeches and everything, it was like, you know, in time, the truth was going to come out. And this was a bad truth to come out, especially. And I don't, you know, again, why? I mean, you know, who knows the whys? But why would he, in a fight that he was expected to win, that he was favored to win, with his career on the line, why would he, of all people, take the risk of using a steroid? I mean, you know, maybe he thought he could beat the test. I don't know the answer.
Well, a couple of other very important notes here. I mean, first off, it's been almost a month since the test was taken, so I presume they've tested the A and the B sample. I mean,
not necessarily. It's possible, but
can we get these things expedited for these big championship fights? I know it's a stupid question.
Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because it wasn't a test taken before the fight. It was
before the fight.
Well, yeah, but you can't do it in one day.
No, do we have to wait a month for the biggest fight of the entire year to get test results back?
Well, I'm guessing
it's stupid.
I'm guessing in this one that they probably tested that sample over and over and over again, and they didn't want to give a result out in case that was wrong. That's why, because of that, because it's been...
So it's looking like the B sample probably was tested.
No. No, I mean, I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know. I think that it's more that they just went over the test over and over again to make sure there were no flaws in the test. It's possible because most of the time, if the B sample's tested, we'll know it. So I don't know, you know, I don't know the answer, but I would think that it's probably not the case. But the B sample is almost always going to...
probably irrelevant one way or the other.
95%, 99%, it's going to be the same thing anyway. I mean, there is that slim chance. But I think that the key is that the idea that it was a faulty test or faulty mechanisms or something like that, you know, some sort of a weird, you know, weird thing having to do with the test. I think that we can, because it's been a month, I think we can rule that out because they probably did get it back in like probably 3 weeks, more likely than anything. And they probably went over it just to make sure before this news was released, because obviously you don't want to make a mistake in releasing this news early. It's better to release it late and be accurate than early.
Okay. So going back to this, so he's already had one USADA violation.
Yep.
Which somehow he only got 1 year, which I can't figure out because Tom Lawler suspended for 2 years.
Well, it's different. It's a different test. It was, what he was tested for was not a PED. It was it wasn't a diuretic, but it was the substance that John was suspended for was a 1 year suspension.
I see.
Drug. It wasn't a PED. It's not a 2 year suspension. This is a 2 year.
But on top
suspension.
Of this, I mean, so it's 2 years. But what about because he's already had a violation? Still 2 years.
That's to be determined, but I would think that it would be...
It could be longer.
It could be as much as 4 on a second violation. It could be... I would say it would be minimum 2 and maximum 4 on this, unless he somehow can clear himself. But even if he clears himself... I don't know. I mean, how do you clear yourself on this?
Well, here's another one for you. So he had a questionable test in the past that you were talking about, because ratios were weird.
Yes.
And now, if it turns out that he did, in fact, fail a steroid test right here.
Yes.
I mean, does that raise red flags to you about that first questionable test?
It's funny you should say that. 100%.
There you go.
One of the things, Turnabout, one of the things it does is it lowers your TE ratio to a very low level, which is exactly what his questionable test was a couple of years ago. So I'm not saying that he was doing this before and that's what led to it. But when you ask that question, does that make sense? I actually studied that. And yes, that is a drug that would be right on the top of the drugs that would lead to that low TE ratio. So yes, it could be. I'm not saying it, like, again, I'm not trying to say it is the answer, but this drug absolutely does answer that question of how he had such a low TE ratio many years ago when we had the And that was the first Cormier fight, was when this happened, if you think back. So, you know, and I know, I mean, Cormier was talking, you know, in the buildup about, you know, we know he was on steroids, you know, I mean, and John was like really upset about that. And so there was a big talk of contention. But does this prove that Cormier was right? No. Does this validate his opinion? Yes. It validates the fact that he very well could have been right on that. And it was questionable. I mean, there's, you know, we talked about it when that happened. And this, so the other thing on this drug, just so you know what the deal is, this is a drug that's a cutting drug, essentially, which means that, and I believe that its detection time is 6 weeks. So it's not like he took it like 18 months ago and got unlucky. I mean, and again, detection times are not foolproof. You know, it says 6 weeks. Could it have been 3 months? Yes. However, the key to this is a what you would use this drug for. You don't. This drug is not one. I mean, it will build some muscle, but there's so many drugs that will do better, and it's really not worth the risk of this drug to build muscle compared to other drugs. So, what you would use this drug for would be when you are cutting weight. And you're trying to not lose muscle as you cut weight. That would be the protocol of when you would use this drug. Bodybuilders will use it during contest time, not during the off season. A weight class competitor would use this drug in, let's say, powerlifting or any sport where you have to make a weight division and you don't want to be weak when you make the weight division. It keeps your strength up while you are losing your size. So all of that would tell you that logically, and of course, you know, and I want to say this, I just want to say logically to be the thing on all this is that logically he wouldn't be taking this because he's so freaking talented. Why he would be doing this? Is it a mental weakness? Is it just he's a freaking cheater? Or did he take a tainted supplement somehow? Which at this point, at this stage of the game, he's had enough of a warning that I can't even, like, I feel sorry for him on that one, because it's like, you know, again, and no, you know, look, nobody else has had a tainted supplement with this drug. There are people that have had tainted supplements with a lot of stuff that's come out lately. I mean, you know, there, you know, and. But this is not a substance that's been found. Now, could it be? But again, he should not be messing around with supplements that could be like, they should be messing around with supplements, period. I mean, when you're at that level, how hard is it to stay away from supplements? But, you know, I mean, there, like I said, we don't know all the answers. There is that chance. But timing-wise, if you're looking at the logical timing-wise, is that he probably, if he was going to use this for performance-enhancing, you know, properties, he would have been using it at the end, recently, probably less than 6 weeks. Because again, even if, like, you go to the bad detections 3 months, it's like you wouldn't want to use 3 months from now. I mean, what's the point of using a cutting drug 3 months ago? You would use it when you're trying to drop weight and trying to make it to 205. And one of the things is, you know, remember how he talked about how he easily got to 205 and it was no problem? And perhaps that's why it was so easy. I don't know.
Well, one other very important thing we got to mention here is there's not going to be a Brock Lesnar John Jones fight next summer at this rate. Barring God only knows what.
No, well, I mean, again, you're yeah, I don't see how. Like, even if they said that it was like he didn't know what he was doing, and man, you know what? Like, I mean, how many times do you get the thing where you give the guy the benefit of the doubt? You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's a first time, you can go, well, maybe. But this is not a first time. It's a second time, and God knows that first time was a major warning because look at what happened. I can't see unless, you know. Unless there's something, because if you remember the last one, you know, there is the logic that he didn't know, but he still had it in his body, and that was a one-year suspension. So at this stage, I can't see anything under 18 months. So yes, that's out of the question, at least for, you know, for 18 months, and it's probably going to be longer. And the thing is also is if we're talking 2 years, by that time in 2 years, Brock's 42. So, yeah, that's a gigantic part of the story, that the Brock Lesnar, John Jones fight looks bleak at this point. Yes.
So there you go. That's all of the notes from this story. Just came out a few hours ago. So if we get new information, we will update it on the front page. We'll talk more about this tomorrow night on Wrestling Observer Radio and Observer Live. So check those out. And that is it. We will talk to you again after a while.